Chapter 2. Not Here to Make Friends. Yoongi sits on a very plush, very opulent sofa, and thanks God for cold beer as he presses a bottle to his cheek. He can't believe he's doing this. He can't believe he's here, being filmed begging to be one of a dozen men who dates some random hot guy. He can't believe he's going to try to stick around for as long as he can. He also can't believe he just told said hot guy that he was the champion of blowjobs. In front of cameras. Yoongi groans as he remembers that his mom's going to be watching this show, along with their entire family. He's going to need more beer, he knows, or something harder if they'll give it to him. He's not sure they will. They haven't offered anything yet, despite calling it a cocktail party. But he's nothing if not hopeful. He picks at the artistic hole in his knee, a little wider than it was a couple of weeks ago when Soran's stupid idea for him to do this had actually resulted in an acceptance. The only reason he'd even gone along with her 3 in the morning insanity was that he'd known he'd never be selected in a million years. Not that he's not good-looking, because he knows he is. He'd know it even if he didn't have the underground version of groupies, those girls with the batting eyes and the boys with the sharp smiles that Soran never got over making fun of. They all thought he was hot, and he didn't need them to tell him that. But husband material? No way. Which is why he'd stealthily included the line about his tattoo in his application before he'd sent it, the mark under his shoulder blade that's not for him. Tattoos aren't husband. Rappers aren't husband. Min Yoongi isn't husband. The decision-makers apparently had been put off by it, or him, even when he'd insisted on wiggling out of the monkey suit they'd given him and back into his own carefully distressed clothes. Instead, they'd brought out duct tape like they did it every day and covered up his screaming August D moniker and all the other little symbols for himself he'd built up over the years. Despite what he told people about the shirt, he wasn't sure it counted as merch when there was only one in existence, but it was the piece of clothing that was most him of anything in the world, and he's glad to be wearing it in this tailored room. He looks at the milling men around him, handsome and careful and aware of the cameras. He'd seen them earlier, in the prep area and during pre-taping interviews, and a couple of them seem tolerable if he has to tolerate them, but most he dismisses as easily as they dismiss him. They look like investment bankers, though they're not, and as far as Yoongi's concerned, the only thing worse than investment bankers are the guys who want to borrow their persona like a skin. The bankers might be rich sleazeballs, but at least they know who they are. There's a small part of his brain that asks sardonically if August D isn't just the same identity confusion in reverse, but the beer helps lock that part of him behind a door. He's here to promote his image, to get his name out there, to maybe even get interest from the music execs who might watch this show in some bored moment. Crazier things have happened, Soran had said, and Yoongi had agreed, mostly because she'd been naked at the time, and that helped him agree with most things. God, he's a fucking idiot. This is never going to work. But he'd promised her he'd do his best to stick around, and so he'd better start doing something interesting. At least the hot guy isn't here yet. Yoongi had looked up some pictures of him before the show, had seen the airbrushed posters and heavily filtered compilation videos that would make anyone look like they'd arrived on a chariot from heaven, but he hadn't been prepared for how good-looking he would be in person. for how strange it would feel to get undivided attention from someone who looked like an actual movie star, even outside of the movies. And now, he started out so far in the hole in first impressions, he might as well be in the Earth's core. He sighs and puts his empty bottle to his cheek again. A thump next to him is the only warning he gets before there's another beer in his face, along with a sun-level smile. Need another?
Yes,
says Yoongi gratefully, taking a drink and turning to face the guy. Hoseok, he thinks he remembers. The loud one.
Thanks. I'm Min Yoongi.
That's a good name, says Hoseok. Strong. And your look! Very impressive. You really stand out.
Coming from a guy in neon green, that's a solid compliment, says Yoongi. Why the beer?
Hoseok laughs. To get you drunk, obviously! I'm hoping if you get wasted enough, I can have that hat.
You'll pry it out of my cold, dead hands,
says Yoongi, stone-faced, though he can't keep it straight when Hoseok peals infectious laughter. Don't tempt me, says Hoseok. So you're one of the cool ones, then? There aren't many of us here. Yoongi looks up at the forest of suits, some of whom can probably hear them, but he decides he doesn't give a shit.
Is that surprising? We voluntarily signed up to be a glorified meat market for a mildly attractive actor who's in PR trouble. And I'm not sure we're ready to induct you into the cool club yet. No one who's actually cool describes themselves as cool.
No one except me, says Hoseok firmly. Plus, you just said cool club, so, you know, who's laughing now? But don't you think Seokjin is hot? I thought his body would look great on my bedroom floor. Yoongi refuses to get drawn into this, especially because the suits and camera crews are practically taking notes.
He's all right. Hoseok snorts.
I have no idea what planet you're living on, but if you don't want him, that just means more for me. And like it's been scripted, their bachelor walks through the French doors to the outer patio at that exact moment, smiling blindingly at them all and offering a humble wave in response to their sudden cheers. He does it well, the humility mixed with confidence, and Yoongi claps along for the look of the thing, because he hadn't done all of this just to go home on the first night. He briefly considers going over to talk to him, to make a second impression, but he barely has time to form the thought before 15 guys are vying for his attention. So he stays put, though Hoseok doesn't hesitate to push himself into the fray, and instead of watching the scrum, he looks around at the other people who'd hung back. Taehyung he knows, because Taehyung had determinedly introduced himself to all of them at least 5 times, but the rest are just blurs of memory. Should Yoongi get to know them or not? Be nice? Seohyun hadn't covered this part of the strategy. Taehyung sees him looking and smiles, loping across the room on gazelle legs that look even longer because of his cape, before he settles across the couch like a lounge singer.
I'm Kim Taehyung, he says. So you've said, Min Yoongi.
You look like pipe insulation, says Taehyung as he touches Yoongi's jacket, not at all interested.
Have you met that guy over there?
Yoongi follows the long line of his arm to a guy with his own movie star looks, who's peering inside of a bowl of mixed nuts with worrying intensity.
I don't think so.
He's a tongue wizard, says Taehyung. Before Yoongi can process that statement, Taehyung says, in a voice that he probably thinks is a gentle murmur, but is actually louder than a jet engine,
Hey Namjoon, come here!
Bring me your nuts! The guy at the bowl looks up agreeably, but everyone else in the room groans, including the two camera crews behind their couch. Please don't talk over the shots, says the director, an older guy that Yoongi hadn't bothered to remember the name of. He's with the group around the hot guy, getting footage of them begging for his attention, which apparently didn't involve Taehyung talking about nuts. We'll let you know when it's time for more group activity. Sorry, says Taehyung happily, plucking a couple of almonds out of Namjoon's bowl with long fingers. Namjoon, this is Yoongi, the flow god. Yoongi, this is Namjoon, the tongue wizard. Please be friends. He steals the bowl out of Namjoon's grasp and walks over to the hot guy pile, effortlessly inserting himself into the center and feeding people indiscriminately. One of the camera teams follows him, while the other is stuck with the futile job of trying to capture anything of interest between Yoongi and Namjoon. Yoongi tries very hard not to look at the camera, like they drilled into him endlessly, and he zeroes in on Namjoon, whose hand is still gripping an invisible bowl.
So, are you some kind of stage magician or something? Asks Yoongi.
Oh, no, says Namjoon. I create food flavors, make things taste better for people. Those nuts have a coconut flavoring added to them, but I don't know why. It's so subtle. I hope Taehyung brings them back. Yoongi blinks.
Damn, your job must make eating suck. You can't get away from anything.
I don't see it that way, says Namjoon, putting his finger to his nose like he's pushing up invisible glasses, and he's weirdly normal. For a guy who came on a dating show and spent most of his night pawing through nuts, he's so normal, and Yoongi finds himself relaxing against his will into the couch. It's more like knowing secrets. We talked about this a lot in grad school, if we were ruining our lives, but we didn't think so. Obviously, you don't go to all of that school to ruin your life.
I never went to college, says Yoongi,
but he's not fussed about it. He's gotten over his lack of formal education a long time ago.
The thing with music is that if you try hard enough, you can mostly teach yourself.
Namjoon lights up.
Huh, I love that.
There was a great underground rap scene around our university. I went to shows whenever I could. Rapping makes music taste better, you know? He says. Maybe I've seen you.
I'm actually a concert pianist,
says Yoongi, and Namjoon sputters an apology before Yoongi takes pity on him.
I'm just kidding. Don't know if you saw me, but I've performed a lot of underground shows. August D.
He hopes this is the right time to start. They'd gone through every possible scenario, trying to come up with times that felt organic rather than desperate, and a true fan feels as good as he's going to get.
Better than the first introduction, anyway.
It's even better when Namjoon's actually seen him, and loved him, and goes into an extended discussion about a couple of his songs that Yoongi hardly has to do anything to maintain. The camera records them the whole time, and he's achieving his goal, and Namjoon has thought almost as deeply about his music as Yoongi has. It's all good, so he drinks his beer and tries to ignore the bursts of laughter that come from the large group by the windows as best he can. By 1 in the morning, everyone is drunk. Everyone but Seokjin, that is. Yoongi is drunk enough to admit he knows his name now, drunk and tired, and a little frustrated with the entire situation. They'd broken up the huge group a long time ago, letting Seokjin mingle like an actual party, and Yoongi had steeled himself to make exhausting and impressive small talk. It was no different than a performance, he'd reasoned, those clever memorized phrases spilling out in a rhythm that caught the audience and held them in its spell. But he's made exactly zero headway, because the lack of crowd hadn't made things less competitive, just more organized. Every time Yoongi gets close to Seokjin, some other contestant is there first, sliding in with a drink and a smile, and Yoongi's not quite up to the unappetizing challenge of getting them out of the way. Seokjin never drinks past a sip, but he takes all the smiles, and often it ends with him wandering out to some picturesque filming location for a private chat, leaving the rest of them to do nothing but be bored, and talk, and drink. At least they'd opened up the bar, finally. But Seokjin is back now, looking fresh and awake thanks to hovering makeup artists. Not that it matters, because he's still talking to people and Yoongi can't get close. This time, it's two guys at once. A kid named Jungkook, with an abundance of energy, and a guy named Wonho, who looks more like a brick wall than a person. They're arm wrestling for Seokjin's favor, and Jungkook's laughing hysterically as their muscles strain. "Can you believe that guy?" says the guy in the chair next to him. Jimin, Yoongi thinks. Jimin's not drunk, but he should be, if Yoongi's any judge of body weight. He's currently trying to drink a Long Island through a straw, which he'd be more successful at if he weren't waving the glass around in his indignation. He's small, but he holds his liquor well. Yoongi will give him that. "Which one?" asks Yoongi, nursing his whiskey more slowly. "Jungkook," spits Jimin, finally making contact with the straw. "What a phony." Yoongi looks around reflexively, and of course there's a camera on them. There always is, in this place, and he sees a producer fail to hide his sudden interest in the conversation. "I think he's just having a good time," he says, trying to signal Jimin with his voice. He doesn't really care about this guy, but he doesn't want to get caught up in a drama plotline. Jimin snorts. "Sure he is. He's so proud of his stupid muscles. It's all he talks about. Seokjin likes working out, but he's not vain about it, you know? He just does it for himself, not to show off."
"Wonho is in good shape, too," says Yoongi. "If I had any muscles, I'd show them off."
"When it's appropriate," says Jimin fiercely. "Not at a cocktail party. It's fancy."
Yoongi doesn't get to answer, because the cameras all suddenly converge on Seokjin's location. It's easy to see why, because Jungkook and Wonho have somehow graduated to entirely shirtless. Or, in Jungkook's case, shirtless except for his leather harness, which weirdly makes him seem even more undressed. Seokjin looks delighted, and the director has made it all the way to ecstatic as the rest of the group eggs them on.
"Wow," says Yoongi. He takes another drink. "That's pretty hot."
"Ugh," says Jimin. His drink is gone, and his voice gets even higher than it already was.
"Ooh, look at me, look at me. I have abs. Who cares? I have abs, and I'm still wearing all of my clothes. And my abs are better than both of theirs combined. Did you know Jungkook hasn't seen any of Jin's movies? Not one."
"That's crazy," says Yoongi,
who resolves to never let Jimin know he hadn't even heard of Seokjin before Seran had brought this whole thing up. Jimin has the look of a man who would murder, if he thought murdering were necessary, and Yoongi has a lot of fleshy bits.
"I know," says Jimin. "I've seen them all. A bunch. I'm going to win this whole competition. None of the rest of them stand a chance."
Yoongi doesn't quite know what to say to that, or if Jimin even remembers he's also a contestant.
"Well, good luck," he says diplomatically.
"I don't need luck.
I have preparation and hard work. Not like Ab Boy over there.
Why are you just mad at Jungkook?
Asks Yoongi, who feels safer now that all the cameras are off filming amateur stripping and wide shots, and are too far away to pick up conversations.
They're both doing it.
Jimin shrugs. Because Wano doesn't matter. He's going to go home tonight. Bad on camera. But they'll keep Jungkook around, and he's being so obvious. Seokjin runs a hand over Jungkook's stomach, smooth and exploratory, and Taehyung has levered his way in to do the same, even more enthusiastically. Wano steps forward, and Taehyung transfers stomachs, laughing hard, and it's all a lot to take in.
Oh, says Yoongi, watching the show with shameful enjoyment. How do you know all of this?
I told you. Preparation, says Jimin. I watched every season of this show, and all the other dating shows. There are patterns. It's not that hard to figure out.
Yoongi is a little impressed, despite himself. I don't know that I've ever cared about anything that much, he says. So what are my odds?
Not good, says Jimin. Jin likes pretty guys.
Hey, I'm pretty.
Jimin laughs, and Yoongi smiles too, because, okay, he's not. Attention, calls the director. Everyone sit down except for Seokjin. It's time for the first impression flower scene. We'll be doing full crowd coverage and individual shots, so get touch-ups and make sure you're sitting in good lighting. Jimin straightens up, and Yoongi doesn't move at all, and the rest of the guys slowly array themselves neatly on all the couches, fully clothed once more. Seokjin stands in front of them, brilliant smile still in place, and he looks all of them in the eye in turn as he twirls a rose in his fingers. Even Yoongi gets a brief look, impersonal and charming, and he's very annoyed with himself when he stops breathing until Seokjin moves on. He really is very hot. Kevin Koo introduces the segment in his slightly accented, cheerful voice, and Seokjin steps forward with gracious energy. You've all been so lovely to talk to this evening. I've never been much for cocktail parties, but if they'd always been this handsomely attended, I might have enjoyed them more. He laughs at his own weak joke, and the rest of them laugh even harder, especially Hoseok, who practically falls off his chair. Jimin rolls his eyes, and Yoongi kicks his ankle to keep him contained now that the cameras are back on them. Seokjin doesn't notice either of them, still in presenter mode. But one man, I can truly say, I'll remember for the rest of my life, even after one night. Taehyung, will you accept this rose and continue on Destiny's path? It's Yoongi's turn to roll his eyes, even sighing a little, but he claps for Taehyung as he runs up excitedly and takes the flower between his teeth. Not that Yoongi can fault Seokjin for his choice. As cheesy as this all is, Taehyung is both gorgeous and weird, and Yoongi would probably make the same call. No one else seems quite that magnanimous, though, if some of the forced smiles around him mean anything. The filming breaks up, with Taehyung chattering excitedly to Seokjin about flowers, and Yoongi leans over to Jimin and murmurs,
Sorry it wasn't you.
It's fine, says Jimin, surprisingly calm. The first impression person almost never wins. You don't want to peak too soon.
I guess that makes sense.
Right, says Jimin. It's more of a curse than a blessing, but still better than getting the villain storyline. Villains never, ever, ever win. Not even once.
Not much like real life, then, is it?
Jimin doesn't answer, because Seokjin has a nanosecond where Taehyung has wandered away and no one is talking to him yet, and Jimin practically teleports next to him. Both of their smiles are big and perfect, and Yoongi goes to get himself another drink. Yoongi has resigned himself to going home by the time they round into 3 in the morning. He still had no real conversation with Seokjin, just a pleasant receipt of, "Hope you're having a good night," as he walked past on the arm of another guy. He'd be willing to bet Seokjin doesn't even know his name, and he hopes he'll be entertaining in his failure. Memorable, somehow. The night is getting boring, too, now that it's winding into pre-dawn hours. Before had been nothing but activity, when they'd done plenty of solo interviews with them all. Yoongi doesn't know what the others had to do, but they'd had him play-act various endings to his night, getting plenty of lines and stories and reactions, and Yoongi's lost track of how many questions he's answered, or people he'd dissed or praised, or who he'd labeled as a front-runner. The interviews had all blended together, and it doesn't matter anyway, because he's certainly not the front-runner. He can't even drink anymore, because it's making him too sleepy and too sloppy, and he doesn't want to reach the embarrassing stage that so many others have. Wano's been hugging people indiscriminately, even weeping on Hoseok's shoulder once about the fact that mayflies only get to live for 5 minutes. Namjoon started sorting all of the mixed nuts into little piles to maintain their integrity as nut fiefdoms and isolate the rogue elements. And a tall guy named Jiwoon is asleep across the laps of 2 other guys, drooling. Even high-tolerance Jimin isn't immune, Yoongi decides, as he watches him sway in the corner, talking to host Kevin and another producer. Complaining about the shirt thing again, based on his hand gestures and the snatches of words Yoongi can pluck out of the air. He's good at reading lips, and that will keep him awake, so he focuses in as best he can. "I realize it's against the rules," says the producer. "We've already spoken to them both. But as it was instigated by Seokjin himself, we don't feel it's right to take any disciplinary measures at this time." "Jin would never instigate that," says Jimin, only stumbling slightly over the word. "He's classy." Kevin nods sympathetically.
"He is, isn't he?"
"Yeah, he hasn't even kissed anyone yet. They all kiss someone on the first night, but he hasn't. He's a good guy."
Yoongi almost winces at the earnest, adoring quality of his voice, and he actually does wince when he sees the producer smile like a wolf spotting a lamb. She exchanges a look with Kevin, who shrugs and says,
"Maybe he just hasn't had the right man approach him yet."
"Right. Right. I haven't approached him," says Jimin, nodding proudly. "Don't want to be too easy. He's got to chase me."
"But he's been watching you," says Kevin, leaning closer.
He's whispering, so Yoongi can't hear him, but he's got a great view of his mouth.
"Don't tell the others, but he's been talking about you and our makeup touch-ups, too."
Jimin's entire face lights up, and Yoongi's heart drops. Jimin's a little ridiculous and a lot intense, but he doesn't deserve this. And when the producer hands Jimin another drink that she produces out of thin air, Yoongi thinks he's going to be sick.
"I think," says Kevin, "he's been chasing you all night. The poor guy could use a break."
"He has been, hasn't he?" says Jimin, giggling. "Okay. But no cameras, all right? I don't want my grandma to see me kissing a guy on our first night together."
"Of course," says the producer, already signaling 2 crews. "We'll get you some alone time with him." She walks away, leaving Kevin to continue his manipulative pep talk, and Yoongi hears her say something as she passes by, something that sounds suspiciously like villain. And he thinks about how much Jimin wants to win this stupid competition, and how much he likes Seokjin, and how he seems maybe a little breakable inside of his happy laughter. All of this is incredibly stupid, but if Yoongi's going home tonight, he's not going to go home with this shit on his conscience. "Hey, Jimin," he calls, walking over and slinging his arm around his slim shoulders. He doesn't look at Kevin at all, just waits until Jimin's eyes focus on him vaguely.
"Can I talk to you? I'm really worried about the competition, and I need some more tips. You know everything."
Jimin smiles, big and sweet.
"Yoongi, you do need so much help. You're terrible at this. And you can't beat me, so I'll help you. What do you want to know?"
"Let's go talk at the bar," says Yoongi, taking his drink and replacing it with his own, which is water. "So first, is there a way to get back on the show once you get kicked off? Because I'm pretty sure I'm about to get kicked off."
Jimin trips along beside him with laughing agreement, leaning heavily into his side, and Yoongi focuses more on not letting them fall over than listening. But he provides questions endlessly, steering discussion away from Seokjin and kissing as best he can. He knows it's working, because the producer is shooting him death glares, and Kevin comes over to try to interrupt their conversation more than once, but Yoongi's more than equal to chasing off some overly friendly asshole. And the water helps too, because Jimin's getting a little sleepier and a lot less impulsive as the minutes tick past. Another producer with a camera crew taps him on the shoulder in the middle of Jimin's rambling discussion of group date dynamics.
"Min Yoongi, Seokjin wants to see you."
Jimin sits up with worried eyes, and Yoongi says,
"I can't beat you, remember?"
"Yeah, you can't," says Jimin, laughing and putting his head back down on the bar.
Yoongi smiles, wanting to ruffle his hair, then says to the producer,
"Just a minute. Hoseok."
Hoseok turns from where he's talking to a couple of the other guys, a pleasant smile on his face, and he jogs over like he just woke up from a refreshing nap. He hasn't been drinking hardly at all, Yoongi realizes, and he thinks he's a lot smarter than the rest of them. Which is good news. When Hoseok gets close enough, Yoongi pulls him into a hug, like he's drunk and emotional, and whispers rapidly in his ear,
"They're trying to fuck Jimin over on camera, get him to do something embarrassing. Don't let them. You sit with him until I get back. Don't let him go off and do anything stupid. And give him more water."
Hoseok hugs him tighter and whispers back,
"What makes you think I don't want to fuck him over, too? This is a competition."
"I have to trust someone, and you're one of the cool ones," says Yoongi. "Plus, you're sober."
They break apart, and Hoseok slaps him lightly on the cheek.
"Thanks, Yoongi. I love you, too."
Yoongi rolls his eyes as Hoseok takes his place, rubbing Jimin's back soothingly as he asks another inane question, and Yoongi grins at the lurking producer who's still glaring at him, and at the one who summoned him who looks equally annoyed.
"I'm ready for my close-up."
Seokjin is sitting on a stone bench under a weeping willow with fairy lights strung up around him, and Yoongi nearly vomits at the staging. But he doesn't vomit because it works. Damn this guy. He looks good with fairy lights and a stupid garden and the night sky on his face. Faces like that shouldn't be allowed to exist, he thinks. Not out in the world where anyone can see them. And he'll probably write a song about that later, which is the only good thing about this experience. "Hello?" says Seokjin, and it's a question, not a greeting. He's surprised around his eyes, though the rest of him is nothing but artificially pleased. Did they need something inside? Yoongi's saved from giving the embarrassing answer that he'd thought Seokjin was waiting for him when the producer says, "Last one for the night." "I thought we were done," says Seokjin, though he says it quietly. Not really complaining, but close. "Last one," says the producer again. "We'll do it here. Make it fast." "Fine," says Seokjin. He scoots over on the bench, making room for Yoongi, who sits heavily, rubbing a hand over his face and probably fucking up his eyeliner. But it doesn't matter, not really, and he just wants to be done. And if he's the last one, then Jimin is safe, and that's fine too. Seokjin tugs on his cuffs and says, "I'm sorry, what was your name?"
"I just won a bet with myself," says Yoongi sourly.
"So maybe I shouldn't tell you." "Do you remember everyone's name in that room?" asks Seokjin, and Yoongi's mouth twists against his will. "Great. So unless you want me to call you Bucket Hat or Cockmaster, just tell me." Yoongi snorts.
"Min Yoongi.
Though I'm fine with Cockmaster for the record." The producer finishes with the camera crews and signals them to go, which sublimates Seokjin's remaining irritation into the air. "So tell me something about yourself, Yoongi. Something that's new, that no one has ever heard before." He does it with an air of intimacy, like they're nearing the end of a particularly good date, and winding down a conversation that had been nothing but coquettish interest peeking across the table. If Yoongi had heard this in the wild, he'd be double-checking his wallet for condoms and lube, and he blinks.
"That's a tall order, isn't it?" he says finally. "I'm an open book. No secrets from anyone."
"No secrets at all? How angelic of you." Yoongi laughs, harder than he means to, exhaustion bleeding him around the edges. It's not even that late, for him, but it's been the longest day of his entire life.
"Almost. Not angelic. About as far away as you can get, really. I'm just honest about my demons."
It's a line he's had written down for ages, for when he became famous enough to need lines for interviews, and Seokjin's cynical gaze says he knows it very well. But Seokjin leans closer like it's captured him, a gentle smile on his glossy, perfectly shaped lips, and says, "There's one thing I don't know about you yet." Yoongi stops breathing again. God damn him, and god damn this guy and the lights that dance inside of his eyes. He'd never really believed in charisma, thought it was just the sort of thing people said to hide the fact that they were horny, but Seokjin has it, whatever it is. Like a hidden blade inside a sleeve, or a cat's claw that retracts so smoothly you don't know it's there until it's ripping your throat out. Right now, he feels it against his jugular. And Seokjin gets even closer. Close enough that Yoongi thinks maybe he's going to kiss someone on the first night after all. And just when Yoongi's starting to tilt to accept whatever surreality he's living in, Seokjin's hand reaches out and tears his hat off. Yoongi's hands fly up, but it's far too late. And Seokjin laughs and laughs, like he can't get enough air. He sounds exhausted, too, and Yoongi would be sympathetic if he hadn't just crossed so many lines, if he didn't sound so stupidly pleased with himself for doing it. So instead, he folds his arms and firms his mouth into a straight line while he waits for Seokjin to work through whatever amusement is coursing through him, waving his hand in a little circle to tell him to keep going, being as cool as it's possible to be when your scalp is green.
"So demonic," says Seokjin, laughter tapering off into high-pitched aftershocks. "Mint Yoongi."
That gets him going again, and Yoongi bites the insides of his cheeks not to smile, because it's not funny. It's not, and Seokjin had promised he would look good, but he knows that even with his most intimidating face, he mostly looks like a turtle that people should pet. He hates it so much, but it had been far too late to get it re-dyed. Now he's here, being laughed at by living beauty. On camera, he remembers belatedly. He cuts a glance at the producer, who's smiling and making gestures at the cameraman to zoom in. That's enough to suck all of the humor out of the situation. He reaches out and grabs his hat, jamming it back on his head without trying to hide his anger, and that gets Sokjin to sober and say, "Did you really think you'd make it an entire competition without anyone seeing it?"
"If I made it past the first night, no," says Yoongi,
pushing pieces of his hair back up under it, like he can see what he's doing.
"But I'm not going to, am I? So this is all just a funny little scene for you to embarrass me with before you send me packing. A nice setup for everyone."
Sokjin cocks his head to the side. "Do you want to make it past the first night?" Later, Yoongi will tell people that he considered his response, that he decided to go hard out of some sort of strategy. It's the sort of thing he says when he's actually lost all control.
"Does it matter? It's about what you want, right? Us dancing for your amusement."
"I do love a good dance."
"Well, don't expect it from me," says Yoongi. "I'm not an actor. I don't pander."
Sokjin's not smiling anymore, though his lips are making an approximation of one. Ah, yes, the terrible crime of bringing people joy.
"You said it, not me," says Yoongi, shrugging. "Expectations are traps. If people don't like me, they can fuck off."
"Charming," says Sokjin. "I'm sorry if I embarrassed you by revealing your hair. If I were you, I'd be much more embarrassed about the parts of me that already show." Yoongi's mouth drops open in shock, because Sokjin says it in the smooth, pleasant way he says everything else, and he doesn't have time to respond before Sokjin continues. "Why don't we make pleasant small talk for 10 minutes, and then you can get the hell out of here?"
"Great," says Yoongi.
He glares, and glares even harder when Sokjin reaches out and tucks a stray piece of hair underneath his hat. But when he asks about his favorite music, Yoongi answers him with as much civility as he's capable of mustering. They finish up in 5 minutes, and Sokjin leaves with the rest of the staff, and Yoongi goes back into the house to tell the rest of them it's time to film the flower ceremony.